This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
And the weekend is over. Don't you just love those sub-zero temperatures? Oh my Christ. Well, how? When is summer going to get here?
I don't know. May 26th. Don't strain yourself there with the double digits, okay? Don't want to pop anything out of joint.
It's annoying because with weather like this, you'd think that at least we get rain. And all weekend long, nothing. So I planted seed. You know, if it's going to be cold and miserable, at least be wet, okay?
Yeah.
Grow something.
This Give was us just, the trifecta, for God's sake.
It was the worst. It was absolute crap. Except it was good weather for the black flies. They were still out.
Were they really?
Yes, they were still out.
Now, see, one would think that the cold would kill them off.
One would think the cold would bring the rain. One would think the black flies would be gone. No, it was everything wrong that could possibly be wrong with the weather happened this weekend.
Can I give you something else to bitch about?
Sure.
All right. What do you think about biker gangs?
I love them.
Do you
absolutely
really?
Love biker gangs.
Okay, well.
Because bikers, they listen to this podcast. They're big listeners. You know, one thing I found funny was a scene from Sons of Anarchy where they said, come on, let's go on a Costco run. And we looked at each other and we laughed.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I was down there not all that long ago and they do go for Costco runs. I couldn't believe it. A lot of bikes there and each one, you know, they divided the groceries, the huge tubs of mayonnaise into, you know.
Which one gets to carry the pallet of toilet paper? That's...
That would be the prospect.
The prospect gets the toilet paper. Perfect, perfect. Well, a lot of buzz in and around the Spryfield area because a notorious biker gang the police say is involved in organized crime has moved back into the Halifax region. Mm-hmm. The Bacchus Club apparently is cementing its grip in the Halifax area out in Harrietsfield. Now, they have a house. The clubhouse has a thick fabric covering the windows. The bikers can see out thanks to surveillance cameras. And in case you're not familiar, Bacchus is actually one of Canada's oldest biker clubs, and they have some longtime links to the Hells Angels. The Hells Angels, of course, were given the heave-ho quite a few years ago in
Fairview.
Very dramatic fashion, yeah. If I remember correctly.
Well, they had created themselves a bunker down there. Seriously, on Dutch Village Road, that was like a fortress. You could not get into that thing. It was sealed tight.
Yep. Well, I'm telling you, neighbors are saying now that since Bacchus has moved in earlier in the year. They've cleaned out the property, tidied up the lawn. I mean,
beautiful little shrubberies growing.
I don't know about that, but neighbors are saying, you know what? They're great guys. They say they don't bother anybody, and they actually feel safer with them there.
It's like charming California, isn't it?
Says that they had a lot of break-ins, cars being stolen from, but none of that is happening anymore.
Gee, I wonder why.
I have said this quite often in the newsroom, that a lot of the petty bullshit crime that was going on in Halifax didn't take place when the Hells Angels were around.
You just want to be a biker mama, don't you?
No, it's not that. It's not that at all.
Well, of course. That's like saying, you know what? Nobody breaks into my house since I put those three snarling pit bulls in the backyard. Or nobody breaks into my place since I got that assault rifle.
I don't know.
Accidents can happen. I don't want to say anything one way or the other.
You know what?
And everybody just be good to each other and we'll all just be fine. In the immortal words of John Sebastian at Woodstock, if everybody would just pick up a little bit of garbage on your way out, then we'd all be just fine, man.
And don't take the brown acid.
Unfortunately, that message, I don't think John Sebastian heard.
He missed that one.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, back in the days when the Hells Angels were present in various amounts in Halifax, your Marriotts and your Melvins certainly were held at bay. Just the petty theft and crime seemed to be held at bay as well.
Yeah, I have nothing to say to that. I am not going to say one thing or the other. What, do you want me to start doing a rant against the Hells Angels? No, thank you.
I mean,
Beaver Bank bunker is not fortified quite enough for that kind of talk.
Well, and the police are saying, you know what, it's a false sense of security because, of course, these biker gangs bring with it, you know, the
other types of crime.
Exactly, the higher
drug
levels
sale,
of crime. And
the prostitution, you know, things like that, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, certainly with North Preston's Finest, we've been dealing with the prostitution problem in this area for a long time, so be interesting to see what happens in the coming months.
Hey, speaking of pit bulls, this is something I've been wanting to rant about for a long, long time. We were at the dog park over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
And there was this woman who obviously was not in control of her dog.
But she was outnumbered 3-1, first of all.
Yeah, and one of the dogs just happened to be a pit bull. Mm-hmm. And that pit bull just happened to go after our little Finnegan here.
Yes.
Finnegan didn't mind, but I was getting a bit worried because mm-hmm. that dog could have snapped Finnegan's neck in a second.
But, and he was getting revved up.
Yeah, the whole pit bull argument, you and I were discussing it as we were walking through Shuby Park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the all-out ban on pit bulls, I understand that the owners, responsible owners of pit bulls say, no, no, they're the sweetest, nicest dogs in the world. And if they are raised properly, then they're no problem at all. And they're so gentle and they're so kind.
Mm. That's why I don't agree with what Ontario has done with the outright ban. I mean, as I've said before, there's a difference between scratching your arse and tearing it all to pieces.
Yes. And pit bulls have a tendency to tear things all to pieces. You know, one of the other arguments that people bring up is the fact that more chihuahuas bite people than pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is when a chihuahua bites you, you go, ow. When a pit bull bites you, it doesn't let go. It'll yeah. shake, it'll dig its teeth in, because they were bred for generations to kill. That's what they did. That's, you know, you put them in a pit and they fight each other. They're
exactly.
fighting dogs. That's
their
instinct.
They have jaws of iron. That's how they are bred. That's how they are built.
So as we were walking along the trails at Shuby Park, I came up with this analogy. Firecrackers have been banned. Are they still banned?
Yeah.
Little kids were blowing their fingers off when I was a kid, and so they were banned for the longest time. Yeah. All fireworks were banned.
Yeah.
Now, the way I look at it is, I honestly think that if a kid blows his finger off playing with a firecracker, you learn a very valuable lesson. If a kid blows his finger off and it's a live grenade that he happens to have, he's dead. There's a difference. There is a big difference. It's like the difference between a chihuahua and a pit bull. You can either lose a finger and learn a very valuable lesson, one that I don't recommend anybody learn. But if you have a grenade, then they're dead. I equate a pit bull with a grenade mm-hmm. and a chihuahua with a firecracker. Yes, they're lovable. Yes, they're wonderful. These grenades are works of art. I actually saw one on the internet cut in half, and they really are. They're works of art. But if one goes off, you're dead. So you don't play with grenades. That's the way I look at the whole pit bull thing. Yes, if a responsible owner who trains the pit bull and just raises the pit bull right
mm-hmm.
has this dog, then that's fine. But 9 times out of 10, it's the gangbangers and the people who just want to be big and I'm going to get myself a pit bull. They have no idea how to take care of a dog.
Mm.
That's when it's dangerous. And quite frankly, just like the grenade, if a person is a trained soldier with a grenade, chances are the grenade's not going to go off and blow all of his friends up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have somebody who's never touched a grenade before, they have no idea how a grenade works, that's when these horrible accidents can happen.
Yeah.
And if that big four-legged hairy grenade is going to go off, I don't want it to go off near my dog in the dog park. Mm. See how I combine those two analogies
Very nice.
There? Thank you.
But I mean, further on, we actually saw another pit bull being walked by another gentleman. And you could just tell that that man was in control.
Yeah.
He was in control of that dog. He knew what to do with that dog.
And the dog wasn't even on a leash. It was during
You
could tell it was the off-leash area.
Yeah, absolutely.
But still, the man had control of his dog. You could tell the dog was very well disciplined. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And this girl who had the pit bull on a leash there, too, which mm-hmm. is, there's sign number one. When a dog is on a leash in the off-leash area, you know there's a problem.
Yeah. When she had two other dogs with her and
she
wasn't
in control of none of them.
No, exactly.
That's what scares me. And you know what? If she had no control over the three dogs that she had and they were all Pomeranians and Chihuahuas and Dachshunds, then that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you have a pit bull in the mix, that's when these accidents start. I'm thinking that you should have to have a license in order to own a pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And they should check those licenses on a regular basis. Not a license around the dog's neck saying that he's had his rabies shot.
Right.
But a license that you have in your hand that if you're going to a dog park or taking your dog for a walk, a cop can just stop you and say, do you have a license for that dog? And if you don't, then they confiscate the dog.
Mm.
And it's as simple as that. So if you're thinking of buying a pit bull in the future, then you get a license. And how do you get a license? You learn the proper way to raise a dog like that. Just like you learn the proper way to fire a gun if you're going to get a gun. Or you learn the proper storage methods for firearms. The same thing should be with a pit bull.
Mm.
And why am I singling out that breed? Because if something goes wrong with that breed, they have jaws like a steel trap. That's why I'm singling out that breed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to make mistakes and raise a dog into a yappy, horrible thing that bites people, and it happens to be a miniature poodle, then fill your boots.
Have at her.
But if you're going to raise a dog and it can kill another dog at the drop of a hat, then you should have the proper license to have that dog. I have a feeling that a lot of people, if you disagree with that or if you agree with it, why don't you post something on our Facebook page? Yeah. We can have a big all-out discussion there because I really am opinionated when it comes to dogs. And this is years ago. I was a kid. I was in the show ring as well with my dog. I had a Dandy Dinmont Terrier and there was a Bull Terrier in front of me. We were all in alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. And in front of this Bull Terrier was an Australian Terrier. Mm. Tiny little thing. The person handling the Bull Terrier was not in control of her dog. That dog grabbed the Australian Terrier before anybody could do anything, flipped that dog right up and shook it and killed it. Right in front of our eyes.
Right in the show ring.
In the show ring.
Whoa.
And
that's going to be a major deduction of points.
It, you know what? Yeah, I think, well, when they say spark your dogs, a terrier should have that kind of, that edge. Not really what they're looking for. And pit bulls are bred from bull terriers and bulldogs and other dogs to be even more aggressive because they're bred traditionally to fight. And so if that can happen with a bull terrier, you know, a dog like Don Cherry's dog, Blue, then it can definitely happen with a pit bull. And that's why I think that the owner should have a license before they walk around with these things.
Well, from that, let's go to the Book of Love. And let's hope the next time you have to get into a cab, you get into, now let me, I'm going to butcher this poor man's name, Radhafi Ranavio. He's been passing his Book of Love to cab passengers since December of 2012.
Well, he's an author and a cab driver?
Well, not only that, he used to be a mixed martial arts fighter. And this book actually started as a journal. It was his way to alleviate aggression. But then it sort of turned into a personal mission to spread love and positivity. So whenever passengers get into his cab, he hands the book back to them and asks them to just write down a few thoughts, feelings, just a few
words.
It's
like a wedding registry kind of thing. You sign your name in and a few thoughts.
But I mean, people,
how did you enjoy your ride in our cab?
People young and old have scribbled inside the book. They have done it in many languages, everything from English to French to Arabic. The book has been taken to France and to Bermuda. One woman wrote, "I've learned to live one day at a time and to live it to the fullest." And
just from reading this guy's book?
No, that's just her thoughts.
Oh, she
and
wrote
feelings.
That in the book.
Yes, she just wrote that in the book. Yep.
God, 11 years. He must be a horrible driver. And all these people, "Thank God I'm alive. I will count my blessings from this moment on. Life is precious."
Now, he came to Canada from Madagascar 20 years ago.
Never got his license.
And says he's 40 years old, says we have to believe in good and give a chance to everyone. He says give them positive and you give them purpose. So next time you're in a cab and you're asked to jot a few thoughts and feelings down in this book, don't grab for the taser. It's just the Book of Love. And one last thing, if you want to plan for a party in the future, Nova Scotia Kitchen Party is coming up on Friday, June the 6th at the Park Place Theater. That's the little theater that's down in the lower parking lot there, Point Pleasant Park.
Mm-hmm.
From 6 until 10 p.m., admission by donation only. They're going to have $5 beer and wine and $5 barbecue plates, and it's actually a benefit to help out Canada's Magnetic North Theatre Festival. So it's a great way to support local theatre and have a great time. They're going to have some games and prizes. And did I mention $5 beer and wine?
Oh, and actually one more thing.
Yeah.
Something we were going to talk about on Friday, but then, of course, Constable Don Jenkins dropped by with his friend, Jason,
mm-hmm.
and we had that show. If you haven't listened to last Friday's show, listen to it. It's very inspiring. But something that we were going to talk about, solar freaking roadways.
Oh my God.
It is such a cool idea. I haven't been able to think about anything. David Boyd, thank you so much for sending that, I guess, because I'm obsessed with solar freaking roadways. If you haven't seen the video, it's on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Just click on it. It's a crowdfunding thing that somebody is doing. And it makes so much sense. I don't know why nobody has thought of it yet.
It would be an absolute game changer.
For the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something else that you can do is rather than sending us an email, if it's a comment about the show and you think it might inspire somebody to make some comments as well, leave it on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than getting that conversation started.
The Halifax Daily News on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like us and leave whatever comments you want. Right there. And on tomorrow's podcast, we're going to talk about the best of Halifax restaurants, according to Coast Magazine.
Until then.